You're listening to SBS News. The Victorian government is preparing to reopen the state in stages. On Sunday, Premier Daniel Andrews is due to release two separate plans, one for regional Victoria and the other for metropolitan Melbourne. Restrictions will be lifted in regional Victoria faster, where case numbers are down to 139 active cases. Premier Daniel Andrews says the two separate plans won't include definitive dates.
It'll be a series of rules, a series of phases that will be different. It will not include definitive dates, you know, absolutely certain commitments for all of October, November, December. We'll have to add to that and fill in some of the detail around that.
Another five people have died in Victoria, and new daily case numbers have dropped to 70, which is the lowest single-day figure in more than 8 weeks. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says Victoria could see single-digit new daily case numbers by the middle of this month if the current downward trends continue.
I don't know if we'll already be there, or it might be significantly above that, because there is, you know, there are still over 100 active aged care outbreaks. They haven't been closed off. There's still potential for transmission in those settings. And so when you've got 100 active outbreaks just in aged care, as well as our other active outbreaks in various industries, as I've said before, a single case can cause 100. Little bits of transmission in a number of outbreaks means that you're not going to get to single figures. So we have to look at each and every one of those outbreak settings, those complex cases, to make sure that we're ending transmission across the board.
Victoria conducted more than 10,000 tests yesterday, which Professor Sutton says is still too low a figure for him to be confident about reopening Victoria. One of the architects of Australia's response to the HIV/AIDS pandemic in the 1980s says Victoria is likely to remain isolated from the other states and territories until it sees zero community transmission. Public health strategist, adjunct professor Bill Botell from the University of New South Wales, says zero community transmission has been the aim of all the other states and territories, with the exception of New South Wales.
So this is a very critical moment. There's a lot of pressure again, as there was back at the end of lockdown one in Victoria, to pretend that they've won a victory against the virus. And a large part of what's happened in Victoria can be put down to politics, the premature opening up pressures, and the idea that it was all over. And of course, they were the circumstances in which the virus said to itself, it's not over, time to get working. And they did in Victoria.
Bill Botell says New South Wales has done a good job so far.
They've got a robust public health structure, great local community presence, and at the moment, they seem to be ahead of the virus, although there are worrying signs that there are unknown new cases emerging every day, and it's a battle. But if matters were to get worse in daily cases in New South Wales, of course, they would move, I hope, swiftly to do more useful things to get rid of coronavirus transmission.
With the case numbers dropping in Victoria, New South Wales has announced an easing of travel restrictions for communities living near the border with Victoria. From Friday, a border buffer zone extending 50 kilometres on either side of the border will come into force. People with a permit will be able to move within those zones, enabling businesses and residents to regain some sense of normality. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says imposing the border restrictions was one of the hardest calls she's had to make during the pandemic.
One of the most difficult decisions I've made personally and the government's made during this pandemic has been closing the New South Wales-Victorian border. It was a decision of last resort.
New South Wales recorded 13 new infections, including 7 linked to the CBD cluster. Queensland recorded 2 new cases, and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has signalled the border will remain closed for at least another month. Bill Botell says Australia's proportionate response to COVID-19 is partly to blame for the outbreaks the country's experienced. He's adamant the only effective way to deal with the virus is to try to eliminate rather than suppress it, arguing the proportionate wait-and-see approach is very risky for public health.
If we just hang around and wait to see what happens and see where it pops up and then convene meetings and hand-wring and dither, as happened earlier in Australia, then we will run the risk of things going really wrong really quickly.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyett, SBS News.